Hello again and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with RJ. If this is your first time listening, please don't forget to like and subscribe so you know exactly when we release brand new episodes. Also, don't forget to follow. This is going to be our special Independence Day celebration episode. Now, I know that there are other listeners from other countries who are listening who may not have experienced an Independence Day. And there are those who have Independence Days that fall on different days when they won their independence from the control of someone else. Now, I don't know if you can hear in the background, but if you hear any explosions or any sounds in the background, that is the bombardment of fireworks that are going on around my community. It's a celebration. People are happy. We're celebrating the independence of the United States, where we became our own country officially. But you know, I fear that because of the demise of patriotism that has happened so much in the United States, I believe that many people have forgotten why we blow these fireworks up. When we sing the national anthem of the United States, which is called a Star Spangled Banner, I fear that many people don't actually listen to the words. I fear that many Americans don't know why those words were penned, why they were written that way, what the significance of those words were. I fear that the society and the media and the very culture that we have now of what they call inclusivity, which is not really including everybody, it only includes people who agree with them. If you really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it and be honest, this inclusivity movement is actually not including everybody. It includes the people that are sympathizers to their movement and people who agree with their movement and people who are willing to censor themselves like crazy to fall into their movement. Those are all the people who are included. Anyone else who has a different opinion, they're bigots, they're racist, they're sexist, they're feminist, misogynist, or not feminist, they would be anti-feminist, excuse me. They're misogynist, they're all these bad things. If you're black, they won't label you racist because that's not the social title to someone who's prejudiced. They would just call you, you know, Uncle Tom, or they call you Oreo or a betrayer to your own kind just because you have your own way of thinking, that you're not thinking like a minion, if you will. But I fear that people are just enjoying the fireworks and they're not remembering what went into making this country free. What makes this country so unique is that two people can have different opinions and still be Americans. This is the only country in the world where you can actually flip off the leader of that country or the leadership of that country and go home and sleep at night. Other countries, you try pulling that crap, you won't wake up the next morning, or something will happen to you. You'll get blackballed or whatever the case may be. This is a country that has the freedom of press. Well, it did. It did for the longest time. It's still written on our Constitution that you have free speech, free press, free religion. But let's get real. The freedom of press is actually being deleted significantly. Before, people used to be able to say what they wanted as individual reporters. Now you have all these platforms out there censoring them and saying that if you say certain words or you talk about certain subjects, regardless of what your credentials are, the history that you have of expertise in your business field or science field or study field, they will censor you. They will remove your following. They will remove your account from that platform, and then you'll never be heard from again. Even though you are speaking proven facts based off of scientific evidence, they remove you. So freedom of speech is significantly decreased as well. You have freedom of speech as long as you don't say something that certain platforms don't like. And they want to often tell you, oh, it's it has to do with racism, bullying, and hate. Nah, people get kicked off for saying other things that have nothing to do with hate or racism or bigotry. They have nothing to do with that. If you're not speaking what they want you to speak, they censor you. They remove you. It's really interesting because this country was founded to be free. Because King Richard was the person that was, unless my history is wrong, the King of England was telling the American settlers who were also from England that what they could and could not do. They were paying taxes. They were getting taxed heavily, actually. And they were not able to freely act on their own accord. They had to get approval from the king. They had to get written letters from the king. They had to get all this stuff cleared. And they're like, why are we giving all this allegiance to the king? He's not giving us the money and support that we need. He's not running things down here. He's not even here with us. We need to become our own independent country because we're running things. And since we can't rely on the king to support us, we're going to have to make the Declaration of Independence to show that when we can't get what we need from the king and the king is not seeking the best interests of the people, we have to create our own country because the only way to survive is to do it ourselves. Through the Declaration of Independence is actually saying that. So then you see the Declaration of Independence be born. You see America be born. You see we became a different, our own unique country. And that was not bought with hopes and dreams. It was paid for by a lot of patriots shedding their blood who were willing to fight, not for their future, but for our future. Parents often go without food and sacrifice, not for themselves, but for their children. They look forward to the generations that come after them. Patriots are the exact same way. We're not fighting for our home. We're fighting for our children's homes. We're fighting for our siblings, for our neighbors, because someone has to. So every time you blow up a firework, remember all the patriots, men, women, and in many cases, children. Because there were children as young as 14 years old out there fighting in those wars, and some probably even younger than that. But there are people fighting so that they can be free. They were fighting side by side so that they could be free, so that you can say whatever you want and not be controlled by the government, which has significantly changed in recent history. You go out and say whatever you want, you get removed. You lose your job in some cases. You know, you get kicked off of off of movie projects or off of media platforms. You get kicked off of so much if you say something that the society just disagrees with. Didn't people fight for you to have free speech? As I've said on multiple occasions, I hate the N-word. I hate racial bigotry from any color skin, whether the skin color is white or black. It doesn't matter. No race has monopoly on racism. Both races, all races can be racist if they want to. I hate it whenever it comes from any race. But I will stand between people who aim to censor and those who seek to speak racism. I will stand between them and defend the right of a person to speak racist idiocy. I believe it's idiocracy, excuse me. But the fact is, the same right that they have to speak their stupidity all out in the streets, that's the same right I have to speak on this microphone right now. You don't have to agree with what somebody says, but you do have to defend their right to say it. That's what we've lost. We've forgotten that part. We've forgotten that people have different opinions, and it's okay. You know, we are in a world now where people were demanding that you get stuck, that you get that vax. And if you don't, then, you know, you don't care about people around you, you know. And many conservatives were like, wait a minute, whatever happened to my body, my choice? Where's my body, my choice applying now? Nobody would answer. They say, no, you need to go get stuck. Go get that stuck, or go get that stick right there. Go get vaxxed. This is not okay. You need to go out there and get it. And then all of a sudden, Roe v. Wade gets overturned and people are going to the streets. You got politicians like Maxine Waters and other Democratic politicians who are out there calling for blood. They're telling them to heck, or Maxine Waters' actual words were, to hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. End quote. Those are her exact words. This woman is supposed to be a political leader of this country, showing an example. But what she calls, she doesn't teach people how to change the laws in their state. She doesn't teach people to go to their state leaders and tell them to establish certain laws to represent their voice. She doesn't teach them how to legally and lawfully and effectively change laws. No, they call for violence. But no media outlet is talking about it. one of our Supreme Court justices, Brett Kavanaugh, one of the highest judges in the land, had somebody outside his house aiming to assassinate him, who openly admitted that they intended to assassinate them. You didn't hear any news media outlets talking about it. How does that not make the news? We had the previous White House secretary talking about it and saying, you know what, you can go ahead and we encourage you to go out and protest, even if it's outside of a judge's house. They encourage this stuff, but you don't hear about it on the media. No one out there is calling them out, except for conservative news. Why is that? I thought news was supposed to be unbiased and just call it like they see it. Why is it that we're getting the truth from Australian news? Why are the Aussies over there calling a non-biased news report? Why do we have to go to Australian news to hear about the truth happening in the United States? Why do we have to go to Israeli news to hear about the truth that's going on in the United States? Why do we have to go to other countries to find out about the unbiased truth happening in the United States? Why can't we find that stuff in our own country right now? Is it because the politicians that are corrupting everything actually are blackmailing and pressuring the news outlets that once were perfect? Or not perfect, but excuse me, unbiased, that used to call it like they saw it? Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to news media outlets that actually cared about telling you the truth? I don't know. But that's not the America I fought for. That's not the America that our forefathers fought, bled, and died for. That's not what we celebrate when we shoot out fireworks into the skies. The 4th of July in the United States is not about fireworks. It's about celebrating liberation. It's about remembering every drop of blood that came from a father, that came from a mother, that came from a son, that came from a husband, so that you can buy what you want. You can shop where you want to shop, and you can start a business so you can say what you want from the rooftops without illegal consequence or government censoring. That's the America we fought for. And if our country's so bad, like so many Americans want you to believe, why is it that still to this day, people from all over the world save up every dime of their life savings to try to come here? Even to this day, people are still risking their lives, their livelihood, everything that they've earned just for a chance to be an American. Why is that? Because this country is greater than you can imagine. What makes this country so great? Is it our politicians? Absolutely not. What makes America so great are all the Mexicans, the Guatemalans, all those from Latin America, the Puerto Ricans, the Germans, the Irish, the Italians, white, black, Ugandans, everyone from all over the world that comes to America to live a better life. That melting pot is what makes America beautiful. When you look at America, you should not think of a white man or a black man or a white woman or black woman, or etc. You should think of a person seeking for a better future. That is the American dream. That is what America is all about. It's about freedom. Because I'm telling you, there are so many people out here that hate Latinos who came here illegally but are trying to do their best to get a better life. And those who have legally crossed over the borders, whether they're Canadian or etc. There are Americans that hate immigrants. But guess what? I'm a vet. And as a vet, I tell you this, that there are people who came from other countries who are more American-spirited than many people who were born here. How many of us would be willing to risk every dime that we have made just for a chance to come live here? Our society used to be hardworking and we used to be tough. Now you gotta walk on eggshells because you don't wanna say something that offends somebody else, God forbid. You lose your job, you lose your social media following, in many cases you lose your marriage. You lose friendships because of who you voted for. People are so offended that they don't recognize your independence. They won't let you be who you are. You have to be who they want you to be, which as a result is you being fake. Whatever happened to the world where people were willing to learn and focus on being the best version of them? Technology is a blessing, but in reality, it's messed so much of us up. Now, more and more people don't know how to cook because there's so much of an ease of access to food. You can get pre-made meals that you just pop in the microwave. You can go to Uber Eats. You can go to any restaurant and then have, you know, people deliver food to you, DoorDash or whatnot. You can have all this access to food that you don't need to know how to cook. You have all this access to information, so you don't know how to, you don't have to actually read books anymore and go search for stuff. You can find things up by searching a keyword, and then all these websites and all this stuff will pop up as a result. I don't know when we stop being go-getters as a majority. More and more people are not being go-getters. They're being demanders, where they're demanding that something's given to them. As much as I love my country and what my country stands for, I'm growing very irritated with the type of population that is rapidly expanding in my country. We are the most entitled people out there. And it's like poison that speaks through my tongue when I say that. I hate that my country is increasingly entitled, because I've heard people around individuals who do not speak English as a first language. It is not easy to go to another country and learn that language. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing people go, "You're in America, speak English. You're in America, speak English. We speak English here." Let me give you a little history. Before this was America, there were Native Americans here. They spoke their tribal language. There were also Latinos here, Mexicans here. They spoke their language. America has been the continent that we know as America, or excuse me, the country we know as the United States of America, has been populated by many different cultures over time. Yes, the primary language of America is English, but it's also Spanish, because there are a lot of Latinos here as another majority. So to those people that are out there saying, "You're in America, speak English," you know what they would do? They go, "You know what? Let's go out, honey. Let's go and go traveling. Let's go on vacation. Where do you want to go?" "Oh, I want to go to Italy. Let's go to Italy." So they go to Italy. And when they go to Italy or Russia or Hawaii or any place, let's just stick with places where their language is not English as their primary language. When they go to these other countries, they go like this: "Excuse me, does anyone speak English? Excuse me, is there anyone that English, American English? Does anyone speak English?" And they look for that one person. And then they tell that person, "Hey, we'll pay you a certain amount of money if you be our, you know, interpreter every day. And follow us around and we'll go have fun and you can speak with us and interpret everything." Or they demand that somebody come out to an interpretation or do an interpret for them. Like, if they lose their luggage in airport, "You need to go take care of my luggage. You need to find my luggage. You need to find my luggage." And the person's, "Excuse me, mademoiselle, like, je ne sais pas." You know, they're speaking French to them, like, "Excuse me, ma'am, I don't know what you're saying. I don't understand. I don't know. And they're like, "No, get someone that speaks English." We are so entitled, because so many of us would do just that because we're used to our rights. If they get arrested over there, if one of us gets arrested over there, we are going to go, "I'm not going to talk. I have the right to remain silent." We automatically think that the rights we have as Americans travel over to other countries, and we have the superpower Trump card. No, it doesn't work that way. This is actually, to my understanding, this is the only country that actually allows non-citizens the same Miranda rights as citizens. So if an undocumented immigrant gets arrested for a crime, they also will have the right to remain silent. They have rights due process. They have right to counsel. They have all these rights that any natural born American would have. You don't get that in other countries. You get in trouble over there, I'm sorry, you get certain privileges, you know, as a member of this country, but you don't get those privileges. And you also don't have the right to remain silent. We're going to torture you until you tell us what we want to know, or until you confess, one or the other. Like, I'm serious. I'm innocent. I didn't do this. I have nothing to do with this. I'm not a drug dealer. I'm a pastor or whatever. They're like, well, we'll see. And then they'll torture you. They'll hook up jumper cables to your body parts and then start electrocuting you until you confess to a crime you didn't do. And they'll beat you until you do so. And then they'll make you sign a confession that they write that you can't understand. They're not going to have somebody come in there and interpret for you. Watch Locked Up Abroad. Watch that show. Watch how many people have actually had to do lots of time without even actually having to do a crime. I'm telling you, there's lots of situations out there that we take for granted. We take for granted that we, at any given time, if we really wanted to, if we as Americans were to unite instead of being so divisive, we could actually straighten up all the politicians that are in there destroying our country. We could demand that they straighten up or else we remove them from office. And I guarantee you they will listen because they don't want to lose their office powers. We can change the laws surrounding them getting lifetime protection after having served. We can say if you get kicked out of service and you don't do what you're supposed to, you don't get any lifetime service. You're on your own. If you are a crappy president that screwed our country up, you don't get lifetime protection. You're on your own. We could easily do that and things would be a lot better. But instead, these politicians that are so corrupt have got us arguing against ourselves. Oh, there's only two sexes. No, there's not. There's over 150. Or, it's my body, my choice. I have the right to have an abortion if I want to. No, you don't. You shouldn't have. Like, we can easily have these arguments and focus on each other, which is what those crooked politicians want us to do. Or we can focus on the enemy of the people, which are the people we ignorantly elected, and also those people who happen to not get elected but still be in office. My friends, my listeners, my brothers and sisters, my family, my fellow citizens of the world, celebrate independence by remembering what went into you living the life you have or having the privileges you have. Whether you're an American or you live in another country, be grateful for the freedoms that you do have, because there are other countries that have it worse. If you live in a communist government, which sadly many Americans are starting to push for, they want to push for a communist government by first disarming the American people in stages, first taking away what they call assault weapons, which is such a stupid term because anything can be used to assault somebody. You can assault somebody with your bare hands. If you're a martial arts expert or you know martial arts and you get in a fight with somebody in the United States, they can say, especially if you assault that person, you beat them up, they can say assault with a deadly weapon because your hands are deadly weapons because you know martial arts. So the first thing they're going to do is try to take away quote unquote assault weapons, taking away rifles, realizing, oh crap, most crimes actually happen with a gun. And then when they take away all pistols, all those single firearms, and they go, crap, all firearms, majority of crimes happen with the knife. And they take away knives, and they're like, oh crap, you know what? There's martial artists out there assaulting people, so we're gonna ban martial arts. So now we don't have weapons to defend ourselves, we don't have knives to defend ourselves, and we don't have martial arts training to defend ourselves. So we are at the mercy of the government, the people that you are paying to learn how to use guns, use martial arts, use knives. These people are going to be the only people who know how to fight. Why would you want that? That's how tyrannical governments are born, by being the only people who have access to stuff the rest of the people don't have access to. Why would you want that? If you walk into a room and you're around a bunch of people with guns who are only out to get bad guys or defend themselves, you will not be scared of all those guns. The only people who are afraid of all those guns are the people who mean bad, the people who mean to do damage, the people who mean to destroy the lives of others. There are people in North Korea right now who have no idea that the world looks the way it does. They have maps that are drawn out in propagandist styles where their dictator tells them this is how the world looks, that North Korea is the center of the world, that these countries are poor and impoverished, which is that's redundant. It's impoverished. They have horrible economies, or are they're crime ridden. They don't have food. Like, they'll tell them all kinds of stuff to let them know you are in the best country. You guys are thriving. You guys are doing better than the rest of the world. That's why I want to protect you and keep you from the other rest of the world. That's what propaganda does. And so many people think, oh, well, I'm not brainwashed. Well, you know what? The beautiful thing about being brainwashed is if it's done right, you don't realize that you're brainwashed. You think that you're formulating your own opinion, but in fact, you're formulating a brainwashed opinion based off of propaganda that was given to you. These politicians are calling for you to go out and do something illegal. And they're telling you, oh, don't worry about it. We got a fund to get you out of jail, get you bonded, and the worst that you'll get is probation. Guess what that does? That disarms you. That makes you a puppet. They're not doing this. But you know what? General George Washington, the first president of the United States, he was right there on the field of battle with a gun, fighting side by side by his men. The greatest presidents of this country in our founding fathers' history, those guys were right there fighting side by side. In the history of the world, the greatest leaders fought side by side on the battlefield with their men, with their soldiers. They fought side by side. But the politicians we have in office now, so many of them are calling on you to go commit crimes while they do nothing. If it's such a bad thing, if Maxine Waters and those like her are calling for you to go out and defy the courts and go do illegal acts of violence and vandalism and destruction, why aren't they themselves doing it? Obviously, because they know it's wrong. Additionally, why are people going out and destroying their own communities when they riot? They're like, no justice, no peace. We're gonna destroy this city. Well, guess what? You're gonna have to pay for all that. You're like the gas and the milk and everything around the grocery system, all these taxes are gonna be added on. They're gonna start creating new laws to get more tickets out there, so you're gonna pay everything back. You're gonna pay to rebuild that community. But for some reason, when people have problems, they don't go to where the problem started and destroy that. They always go to where the problem is not and destroy that. That's so stupid. That's like saying, oh my gosh, I hate my job. I'm so mad at my job. I can't stand my company. I'm gonna go burn my house down. Why? If the politicians that are calling for you to go out and destroy stuff are in the Capitol, why wouldn't you go and demand that they do their job, or you remove them from office legally, the way the system was intended to work? They'll listen to you if you threaten their job the right way by using the process. But when you hear, like, for example, you hear President Trump say, we are going to go down and march down to the Capitol, and he stresses the words, and peacefully protest. He stresses those words, and peacefully protest. I heard the speech, but you don't hear that in the rest of the these news media outlets. They're not going over there and playing peacefully protest. They're going, we're going to go down, we're going to march down the Capitol. And then they censor it to hear them say and protest. They'll censor it and take out the word peacefully. And then you see videos of these police officers in the inside of the Capitol on January 6th. They're opening the door and letting people in. Nothing was burnt down. They didn't break the windows and destroy the Capitol. They just marched in and occupied it. Yet when the Black Lives Matter movement came out, people destroyed communities left and right. Then people had to start putting up the title Black Owned Businesses so people would leave them alone. And even then, even after that, people were still destroying those businesses when no one was looking. We caught people left and right on the news paying other people to destroy their buildings so that they can get the insurance. It's really sad. But the whole point of this is, don't forget what your liberation was. Don't forget what went into you being free. Don't forget the freedom that was paid for in blood. And don't let anybody take your freedom away by making you fight each other rather than fighting them. there's nothing the devil would want more than you to fight yourself than him. Thank you for spending time on Real Talk with RJ. Signing out.